Thank you, Count.
But what happened to the dummy? How did you get there?
Get it while the lights were out, of course.
Are you laughing at me?
No, my dear Sam, I'm not.
Good.
Well, you seem to be in remarkable spirits for a man whose next address is going to be care of Scotland Yard.
It's almost worth it. You know, Holmes... Sorry, Mr. Holmes. I've been associating with people like Sam here for too long. I've forgotten what a pleasure it is to enjoy the company of an intelligent man. A most ingenious plan. Worthy almost of myself. I congratulate you.
You're too kind.
And the music, a brilliant touch.
I thought so.
Look. All right, you've got me. It's a fair cop.
Thank you, Sam. Very gracious of you, with a touch unoriginal.
But that damn fiddle's getting on my nerves. Can't you tell him to stop with me?
No, I'm afraid I can't.
Hey, well, why not?
Because, Sam, there's no one there.
Exactly. A remarkable invention, these modern gramophones.
Get your hands off me. The blood of the aristocracy flows in my veins.
Well, I beg your lordship's pardon, I'm sure. I do hope these aren't too tight for your delicate skin. Perhaps you'd like the doctor here to check.
He'll live.
Mr. Holmes.
Your Excellency.
Tell me something. Would you have kept to the deal? Would you really have let me go free if I'd given you the stone?
Mr. Holmes?
Well, what do you think?
Exactly. Have you finished, Mr. Holmes?
For now.
Right. Put him with the other one, Mags.
Do you know, Holmes, if our positions had been reversed, you could have trusted me, too. Every bit as much. You have my word as a gentleman.
Lead on, Mags.
Fascinating man.
Well, I must see about things at the yard. Thank you for bringing me in at the kill, Mr. Holmes.
My pleasure, you all.
It could have been a kill, quite literally.
You took one hell of a risk.
What had it been done?
Sir?
Inspector.
About my theory, I'd be grateful if you could... Well, forget about it.
My dear Yule, it's well known that I never listen to the theories of anyone from Scotland Yard. I've no idea what you're talking about.
This is the most amazing contraption. Can you get any Gilbert and Sullivan, do you suppose?
Sorry.
Carry on.
Thank you. As I was saying, or trying to, the whole thing is thanks entirely to Mrs. Hudson.
Ah, it's good to hear you appreciating her for a change. I hope it lasts.
Fascinating, isn't it, that a chance remark could knock everything into place? I should have seen it straight away. I've had dealings with Ikey Saunders for years, and never once have I known him take an interest in the noble art of fisticuffs. A quick look at his room confirmed it.
And so you decided that he'd been hanging around a boxing gym for some other reason. All on the basis of a bit of slang. Ooh, that strikes me as quite a long shot.
It was a perfectly logical deduction. It was a key that unlocked my list of witnesses. One of the museum guards had run up crippling debts gambling on prize fights. Debts which had miraculously disappeared.
Bribe money.
Exactly. Mm. And from there to the count, it was just a matter of persuasive questioning and a lot of legwork.
Well, I'm glad it worked out. But you must admit, it was a long shot.
Watson, if you don't like it, you can leave it out of the story. Do what you usually do and make up something more lurid.
I wish this ridiculous fasting was only fiction. I'll tell you, one of these days you're going to push yourself to...
Ah, how splendidly appropriate, saved by the bell.
You were expecting someone?
I certainly am. The irascible Lord Cantlemere.
They say you'd be irascible too if your whole career was at stake. And your play-acting didn't exactly help.
When did you send for him?
I arranged the appointment yesterday.
Yesterday? Don't you think that was just a little overconfident?
No. Besides, I had to solve his case for him to make up for all the time I had him as chief suspect. Excuse me.
You thought he was behind it?
Yes, until the boxing connection totally ruled him out. There are certain similarities between professional pugilists and politicians. His noble lordship has no links at all with that particular world.
Oh, I should think not.
Holmes, what the devil are you doing?
Clearing the stage for the final scene. Come in.
Lord Cantlemere, gentlemen.
Good evening, Lord Cantlemere. How do you do?
Mr. Holmes. Doctor.
My lord. Come in, my lord. It's chilly for the time of year, don't you think, but rather warm indoors. May I take your coat?
No, thank you.
Oh, I insist. Sudden changes of temperature can be very damaging. Let me help you.
Enough, sir. I'm quite comfortable.